This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
And we're not carping about it, Fred.
What do you mean we're not carping about it?
We're not carping about it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my gosh. So there was some dude in our local paper wrote an article about how our cousin has been carping about how terrible Tucson is because of this, that, and the other thing.
Why are we even talking about that?
Because I just want everyone to know that's been giving me a hard time this last week that her views do not represent...
The vast majority of the family?
Yes.
We love Linda. She's a sweet person, but she lives in San Francisco, not in Tucson.
Right. And if you live in Tucson, thanks for tuning in because we're going to share with you all the great stuff that's going on here in our little town and the surrounding area. And we hope you're on board. So, Fred, what's going on with our Tucson-on-happenings calendar?
Well, one of the things that people should put on their calendar is a visit to fredandjeff.com, or they can follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook, or they can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on TuneIn Radio and iTunes.
That's right.
So there is a lot of stuff going on. And actually, Jeffrey.
Yes.
I'm shocked and stunned you didn't bring this up last week.
Uh-oh. Because Tucson Comic Con?
No. No, I brought that up last week. But the lovely and vivacious Tiana Ronstadt of Power Women and Women Investing, LLC, is having workshops through the YWCA.
Mm-hmm.
Increase the Power of Your Money, the three incredible workshops presented by T. Last Tuesday, the 19th, Women and Investing. This Tuesday, in a week and a half, is Emotions and Your Money. That's September 16th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And then in October, the 21st, Women, Money, and Power. Take control of your financial future. So the lovely Tiana Ronstadt is helping the women of this community earn a little green.
Well, not just the women, but... Everybody, the whole family.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the cool thing about Tiana, the one thing that I've always found very uplifting about her services or her business plan.
Yes.
Is that she, because of her life experiences, she has spent a lot of energy and time helping women, single moms.
Divorced moms.
Divorced.
Young women.
What's the?
Women on the verge of retirement.
Yeah.
Any person, help them figure out a way to get to retirement and retire in a wonderful manner.
Yeah, but I think the underserved community, you know, underserved population of women.
Perfect. And where can they go to get more information on those?
I don't know. She's your wife, Jeff.
YWCA. Go to the YWCA's website, for goodness sakes.
Okay. Arizona Theater Company is doing their version of Three Sisters by... Russian playwright, what's his head? And it's called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It's currently playing, or let's see, is it currently? No, it begins September 13th. So it's supposed to be massively hysterical. It's a spin on the Russian play Three Sisters. And for some reason, I just can't think of that stupid playwright's name.
Mm. The well-known Russian play, The Three Sisters.
The
well-known Russian playwright.
Who wrote lots of things, like Uncle Vanya and The Three Sisters.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham was Dr. Seuss.
Got it.
Dr. Seuss.
Very narrow audience for that one.
Yeah, three-year-olds. And me.
Yeah, exactly. And where's it playing?
At the Arizona Theater Company at Temple Music
and Arts. When does it start?
September 13th.
Very good.
Well, for some reason, I have April in mind. The Tucson Symphony is starting their series up. Classics, masterworks, pops, just for kids, all sorts of stuff. The first classic concert, September 26th and 28th, Bernstein, Copland, Gershwin, The American Essentials.
Perfect.
And now this is...
You know what? Matter of fact, later on the show, I bet you we'll be talking to a guy that can play that Gershwin song.
Rhapsody in Blue.
Yes.
Yes, we will be.
Yes, we will be.
A couple interesting things about the TSO schedule this year is that it is George... God, my brain is just like left me. The conductor of the TSO.
Who is that, Fred? George Hanson?
George Hanson.
That's the guy.
God, I was singing George
Gershwin.
I thought
you were talking about Laszlo Varish.
No, I was singing George Gershwin. I mean, okay, so it's George Hanson's last season as the maestro for TSO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun things going to happen this season.
A lot
season.
Of tears will be shed.
No, I don't think any tears. Happiness, because he is such a great guy, and we've been, this community has been blessed by having such a talent in the community here in Tucson. But the other thing that's going to be fun is in November, that I'm looking forward to, live in concert, Fantasia.
Perfect.
So it's they show the movie, and the symphony actually plays live.
It's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, folks, there's so many things going on
in
the
second.
Old Pueblo. So many things going on in the Old Pueblo.
I got...
So many things going on in the Old Pueblo.
Jeff!
We have a packed show today, Fred. What else we got?
Well... we do have Jim Kirk, who's going to talk about something.
Right. We have so many things going on in the Old Pueblo, folks, that if you want to get all the information on this, go pick up a Tucson Happenings magazine.
That's what I was trying to get to.
And you can get the Tucson Happenings magazines all over Tucson, like at Miniature Memories on Pima, the Mission Road Library on Mission Road, Mona's Danish Bakery on Sunrise, Oro Valley Branch Library, PETA Jungle, our buddies over at PETA Jungle. The Tucson Happenings magazine is all over the place. Pick one up and get out there and meet your friends. Get out there and meet your neighbors, and because that's how you build community. And so, Fred, now what do you have to say, Fred, before we take our first break?
Now we have Jim Kirk. Oh, there he is. He's across the way from me. Sitting in the microphone. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good to see you, Fred.
So you are the Southern Arizona representative for the 100 Club.
Right.
Now, what is that?
The 100 Club is a nonprofit organization that supports families of first responders that are hurt or killed in the line of duty or any other tragedy that hits their family.
Now, that's unfortunately not as rare as it once was.
Right. Unfortunately not. I mean, just last year we had the 19 Granite Mountain hotshots, and the 100 Club raised almost $4 million for them in about a month's time.
Wow. Wow.
That's
and,
awesome.
And that makes sure the kids, the families are taken care of.
Exactly.
That's
the
wonderful.
Community wants to do that, and a lot of times they just don't know exactly how to do that. 100 Club is there to help them.
Well, you're here to tell us how they can help.
I am here to tell you how they can help. Not only help the 100 Club, but also the military community that's huge in Tucson as well. And that's, we're having the 9/11 Tower Challenge. The great thing is that we're having it at Arizona Stadium. In the stadium itself on 9/11 at 7 o'clock in the morning. So first responders, active and retired, and military active and retired, their spouses and family members over 18, can climb 2,071 stairs at the Arizona Stadium to raise money for the 100 Club of Arizona, and also for the Arizona Fisher House. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Fisher House here in town, what they're doing.
They fish?
Nah, they probably do also. But what they do is they it's kind of the Ronald McDonald House for veterans and military personnel that are getting treatment at our VA here in town, one of the best VAs in the country.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, and so when their families come, they can stay there for free and while their loved ones being served at the hospital there.
Good for you guys.
So great opportunity.
No, is this, the event is only open to veterans and military, or can the general public participate?
The general public, if they're in real good shape, they could go to the Eventbrite site and they could participate as well. We just wanted to limit it a little bit and make sure that
you didn't want to be rescuing anybody.
Exactly. We'll have paramedics out there, though.
2,071 steps sounds like a lot of steps.
Well, that represents the 110 floors of the World Trade Center, right?
Exactly. That's how many steps
we're there. That's a lot of steps, Fred. We're huffing and puffing just to get up to the second floor here, and I think that's probably 20 steps.
You're huffing and puffing.
Well, that's because I'm...
I rest at the landing.
That's because I'm sprinting up the stairs, Fred.
I rest at the landing.
You're right. 10 stairs, 5 minutes rest, 10 stairs, and you're good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect.
No huffing and puffing at all. So, okay, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
There's a couple ways to do that. First of all, you go to the 1041 site, and there's a link there.
You mean to, this radio station?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
There's a link to the event, which is great. nice of them to put that on. And then also you could go to the 100club.org, 100club.org, and link to the 9/11 Tower Challenge. And so you could go there and either sign up to participate, or if you're not up for the participation, climbing 2,071 steps, you could also go there and just donate to the 100 Club of Arizona and the Fisher House.
Or cheer. Why not
go down there? And we're going to have T-shirts that if people want to come down the day of the event and get one of the T-shirts of the event, they're only $20.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much for what you guys are doing.
Well, it's great. And it's good to be part of Tucson and great community event. Thank you guys for having me here.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we got to take our first break. We'll be back with lots more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Step, step. I fell in love with you, and step by step, it wasn't hard to do, kiss by kiss and hand in hand, that's the way it all began, soon we found the perfect plan for love.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And with us in studio right now, actually, before we do that, and I think I might catch Jeff a little bit flat-footed on this, but we just had Jim Kirk come in from the 100 Club, and they're doing a big fundraiser to support the families of veterans that are seeking care at the VA hospital here in Tucson.
Right.
They're doing a step event.
I remember that part, Fred.
At the stadium. Okay, but here's the deal, Jeff. A dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florists, if you can remember the number of steps that they'll be taking on this fundraiser on September 11th.
Let's see, 110 floors. With a total number of steps of 2,070.
Wrong.
2,071.
Wrong.
What?
You got it wrong.
What?
Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
The second, what is 2,071?
The second answer doesn't count, Jeff. You already
what
blew it.
What is 2,071?
You already blew it.
Well, I'm not trying to get the roses. So anyhow, remember, folks, it's Fred at fredandjeff.com. Tell Fred how much of a pill he is, and we'll give you a dozen roses.
Yeah. So with us today, the man we love to harass even more than Jim Griffith.
Yes.
Is the Zumba master himself.
A Tucson icon. We can say
this
that
is certified
because it's
Tucson.
True, yes. Certified by the Fred Jeff Show as a Tucson icon.
Is the maestro himself, Laszlo Verish. How you doing, Laszlo?
Doing very well, thank you. As a matter of fact, I'm just coming from Zumba. And I can't miss my Zumba. And especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because we have a teacher. She's mean.
Is she?
Oh, my God. But you get the workout.
Yeah. But she's probably very pretty, too.
She moves. She is great.
So for our listeners, Laszlo, because we only get you on the show once a year, right at the beginning of your season.
Right.
And then after your season, you disappear. You go into hiatus to create fabulous things for all of us for the next year. What have you been up to in the off season?
Just what you said, getting ready for the next season.
Yeah.
It's a constant, nonstop thing.
Absolutely.
You know, thinking ahead, what to do, something new, something. After all, I've been at it for quite a few years.
Now, you were the band leader at Palo Verde?
Well, I was at Santa Rita High School.
Santa Rita.
I spent a year at Palo Verde, and I finished my career at Tucson High School.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you were leading the band at Santa Rita.
Yes, I did.
For many years. And then you decided it's time to take this show to the masses. And you started the Arizona Symphonic Strings.
Actually, Arizona Symphonic Winds.
Winds.
I always wanted to start a community all-volunteer band. And that's what I did back in 1986. And we sent out some letters, and we had a great response. They came, and then we've been going ever since.
And have you always been at the Udall facility or at the Laszlo Varish Auditorium?
Amphitheater. We've been performing at Udall Park since we made the dedication for Udall Park back in 1990. And we've been performing there ever since. And this 13th of September is our opening night at Udall Park. And this is going to be our 196th free concert.
That's amazing.
I'm going to go for 200.
Well, let's hope you go for a lot more than that.
A lot more than that, maybe.
Yeah, because they're fantastic.
So this is actually our 25th year at Udall Park.
That's great.
All of our concerts are free. The volunteering group is, well, nobody gets paid. You know, we just donate our services to the public because personally, I feel like I should.
Yeah. Well, we all appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, and that's, welcome. You know, I think that's one of the reasons we love you so much, Laszlo, is that you're doing, you know, you're the contemporary version of our great-grandfather who did the very same thing back in the late 1800s. He had a Philharmonic band, and they would just go around to, you know, they'd play in the gazebos
Sundays,
for the community Sundays.
Yeah, at holidays.
And, you know, do this and that. And the community spirit of an artist is just so overwhelming when you get to see people who have a passion for their instrument, their music, and then sharing that with the community.
And the fact that over the last 25 years, you've never done the same program.
Well, I have repeated
pieces of music.
Pieces of music.
But not the same program.
Never, never.
And so
never.
Tell us what's on tap for this year.
Okay, Symphony Queens we're talking about,
yes,
at Udall Park.
Right.
We are going to play 4 concerts, weather permitting. If you got rain date, we usually get a rain date. Very first concert is nothing but the band by itself. I feature some soloist sections from the band. Second concert, we have Kristen Dufanis. She's a university professor. She's going to sing with us. And I can never pronounce her last name. So, Christine, I'm sorry. If you're listening.
Well, I can't pronounce anybody's name, so.
At the third concert, I have the principal flutist from a Tucson Symphony who will perform with us. His name is Sasha Lipai. Incredible. He already played with us 3 different times. He loves to play at Udall. And then on the fourth concert, Alina Todd, a soprano, she's a pretty regular with the Winds in the fall. So that's our lineup. And, of course, we play. Our music is marches, Broadway musicals, light classic overtures, popular tunes of the day, and soloist. In the spring, we have a younger soloist, highly talented people. That's what I'm trying to do, mix it.
It's phenomenal.
And those are Saturday nights, right?
Saturday nights, 7 o'clock at Udall Park. And the amphitheater was named after me 5 years ago. What an honor, yeah. Usually have to be dead, you know.
Well, thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. So, but we've got a couple of minutes left, and we've got to take a break. Can you give us a sneak peek of what you guys are going to play for the first concert? Or have you not?
I have everything put together, mm-hmm. but right now I'm rehearsing for everything. I'm picking out the high and hard numbers. Very first concert. Oh, my God, what's on it? I'm blank. Good stuff. Broadway musical, light overtures, marches, you know.
That's wonderful.
Soloist within an orchestra.
And yes. And you know, the one thing that, and I saw you do it last year, and I don't know if you've ever done it. Folks, this is truly a family event. And just so you all know how much of a family event it is, last year, and I think it was your last concert, you invited every child in the audience that wanted to come up and be a conductor with the orchestra. And Laszlo, you must have had 50 kids lined up to swing that baton.
And we read out the music. Yeah.
And you kept playing, and the band kept playing. It was fabulous. Every child got a shot. As a matter of fact, I think a couple of them got to go twice because they had so much fun. I mean, it was truly a family event. It was amazing.
Once they get up there, they don't want to leave. You know?
Why would they?
It's a power, you know.
They were the center of attention. It was wonderful.
But anyway, what I'm trying to do is it's continue the tradition that John Philip Sousa and many other great American bandmasters did Sunday afternoon in the park. Well, we do it on Saturday night. I'm trying to keep that tradition going. Free concerts to the public. And I hope I can do it as long as I can.
We do too. All right, folks, we have got to take a quick break. We've got some more of Laszlo, and our friends from the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance are here to talk about their big calendar for the rest of the year. So stick around, because we've got lots and lots more here on the Fred and Jeff Show. And don't forget, fred@fredandjeff.com to get those roses. Send Fred an email and tell him how much of a pill he is. First one.
No. How many steps? They can say I'm a pill, no problem. But I want to know the steps.
Perfect. All right, folks. So stick around. Lots more here on the Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we want to invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Now, Jeffrey, we were talking Musica before the break. I'm trying to make up for
what is that?
I'm trying to make up for how crappy I pronounced mariachi.
Mariachi.
So we've been talking to Laszlo Verish, who friend of the show, Zumba master, all around good guy. And if you were listening very closely to the beginning of this segment, you heard Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and Laszlo, you played the clarinet. That was your instrument.
Yes, my instrument is a clarinet, and I was principal clarinetist of the Tucson Symphony for 16 years. And
that's a long time.
No more.
No, you'd had enough.
I retired 30 years ago from a symphony. Yes.
And now, earlier we were talking about the Arizona Symphonic Winds.
That's correct.
Now, your alter ego, Laszlo Verish, the conductor of the Tucson Pops.
It's a totally
so
different.
You're not only Batman and Robin, but you're also Robin and Batman. So you've got the Tucson Pops as well.
Well, I've been doing the Tucson Pops Orchestra actually since 1993, so over 20 years now. And I've been full. The orchestra is totally mine for the last 17, 18 years. Up until that point, I was assistant. And our season starts on the 7th of September, Sunday night, and I remember the program on that one.
Let's hear it.
This is all orchestra again, and it's called Conductor's Choice, because we have no soloists. So. And we are playing music from La Mancha, we are playing music of Gershwin, Borgin Best. Sorry, we don't play Rhapsody in Blue.
And Borgin Best is
Borgin
Best.
Wonderful.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
Susan
we
March
approve.
And
you're going to do Man of La Mancha. You're going to do some.
I am I, Don Quixote.
That's right. Bing, bom, 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 bom. Oh yeah, we are playing a medley from Man of La Mancha.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great right. music. Yeah, and some other things. And again, supposed to be conductor's choice. And the second concert is called, I think, it's called Maestro's Favorites.
So your choice same thing. And your favorite. So you really are taking control here.
Well, you know, what it really comes out to, whatever piece I'm conducting, that's my favorite piece for the day, period. Yeah.
But there are thousands and thousands.
So I have thousands and thousands of favorites, yes.
That's wonderful. That is right. So all kidding aside, what is your favorite piece to conduct? And I know the Pops and the Winds are very different, which reminds me, what's the crossover between the Pops and the Winds? How many folks play in the Winds to play in the Pops?
Actually, I'm the crossover, but there is actually one more. My wife, she's a violinist in the Tucson Symphony. She plays in the Pops. And she wanted to play in the Symphonic Winds. So I said, well, you know how to read music. Play the bass drum. So she plays bass drum in the Symphonic Winds. And then she found out that it's not as easy to play as you think. Because, you get dirty looks from a conductor. If you are behind the beat and she gets plenty of dirty looks.
That's not good.
But anyway, she's the only crossover. But it's not a crossover.
Everybody does it for free. I mean, no one's getting paid.
Now, the Pops is a professional orchestra.
Okay.
Now, that's a different ballgame.
Okay.
Symphonic Winds is strictly volunteer. This is a professional. Well, these are members of the Tucson Symphony.
Okay.
And these people make their livelihood by playing music.
Right.
So we have to pay them. We pay them peanuts, but still we do pay them.
And yes. Who are the big sponsors for the Pops? Because the concerts there, of course, are also no charge.
They don't charge. It's, you know, they're constantly asking people to donate. And Long's Realty has been one of the bigger ones. And actually individuals. And they keep the orchestra going.
That's wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Okay, so back to my original question. Favorite piece to do with the Pops?
Oh, God. That's a... Okay.
How about top five?
Okay, first concert will be La Mancha.
Perfect, that's fabulous.
I love to conduct Beethoven. I love to conduct Tchaikovsky. If you are asking for favorite composers, yeah. But a favorite piece I can't think of. I like so many of them, you just can't pick.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And your love for the music absolutely is translated into the sound. It's amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Well, no, thank you. I mean, I think... We all that love that kind of music owe you a huge debt of gratitude, because you spend so much time and energy bringing this to the community. And it's like Fred said earlier, you know, it's that community spirit that you exude, you know, and without you, we wouldn't have this. So thank you so much, Leslie.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope I can keep this energy going. I love my love for music. And I tell my wife constantly, I said, Fran, that's her name, keep an eye on me. Soon as I lose it, get the hook. I'm out, just like in the cartoons. I don't want to go downhill, you know. I want to go out still.
But we were talking about fundraising or, you know, the revenue sources. There are a couple of things. There is a new CD that the Pops have.
The Pops just produced a new CD, and it's a collection of different things. Yes, it's on the market, and I believe it sells for $20. I'm not even sure.
That's
I really
fabulous.
Don't.
So if
I'm
you
not sure.
Extra $20 laying around, you get some quality music for the family.
And if people want to support the Pops, when they come to the concert, they can donate.
Constantly, they can donate, yes.
Or do you guys have a website they can go to and make a donation?
There is a website, tosomepops.org.
Okay.
They have a very lovely website over there. Michael Fenn, our concertmaster, keeps it up. And lovely, beautiful. It's a good one.
Excellent. Yeah. So the Winds' first concert is when?
September 13th, Saturday night.
And the Pops'
first
concert
starts on the 7th,
okay,
which is a Sunday. And then we go Saturday, Sunday.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, folks, put it on your calendar, because it is absolutely well worth the treat. Bring your picnic lunch, your picnic dinner.
There'll be food trucks.
Lawn chairs, blankets.
Yeah. You know, it's just absolutely a wonderful time. And again, Laszlo, we can't say thank you enough.
But you're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good to see both of you again.
Thanks. All right, folks, we've got to take our last break, and then we're coming back with our friend Jonas from the Southern Arizona Arts and Culture Alliance. You're going to want to stick around for what he's got to say, because it's very cool, and we'll be right back.
His name Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet for thee.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And, you know, this is a really great show because, you know, we've been talking to a lot of great organizations and people. You know, Jim Turner last week talked about
Geronimo
and the history of this community. But we have such a hugely vibrant arts community and arts culture in Tucson. And, you know, we've talked about the Pops today. We've talked about all the stuff.
Symphonic
Winds.
And every time we talk about our Tucson Happenings calendar, and this is kind of the impetus of having
music,
Jonas.
There's arts. I mean,
but this is the impetus of having Jonas on the show, is we've been talking about the movies in the park.
Right.
And June.
Last night was Friday night was the last one.
Right. Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
And which was phenomenal. I love that movie. And did you stick around for the very, 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 very last bit?
Dude, I couldn't even get in. The place was jam-packed.
It's a park.
6,000 people were out there.
There's always another space.
Well, you know me.
So there's a little tidbit at the end. So people who loved the Bullwinkle and Rocky show back in the day.
You watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Nope. Close, though. Close.
Gotta get another hat.
Close, close, close.
So with us on the show,
Jonas Hunter, who is some kind of bigwig nowadays.
He's the special events director for the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance that we affectionately call SACA.
Correct.
Jonas, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. Thanks for getting a chance to talk about all these events we've got coming up.
You guys have not only had great events throughout the year, but you got a lot of stuff coming up still in the fourth quarter.
Oh, the fourth quarter is banging because it's obviously the weather is the Chamber of Commerce sell for everyone to come into town, and we take advantage of that. But there's a lot of events, and the events we do are very versatile too. It's not just one-sided, not just a bunch of arts festivals, not just this and that. I mean, we stretch culinary, we have a huge car show coming up, we do a ton of concert series, a fashion event. So there's a lot of ways that we try to integrate the art. And in my opinion, if you were to refer to us, SACA, what we do, we're basically the conduit between the community and the arts.
Well, I like this on the flyer that you gave us when you came in with all your events on it. You have a little piece here that says, what we do, creating new opportunities for artists and individuals to interface with the arts, advancing arts education, opportunities in local schools, art therapy as a form of healing, and preserving the arts as a core component to our community and our identity. That's fantastic.
Well, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that people may not know. We're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit. We have been since the inception. And what we do is we help art education programs in our public schools. Laszlo, your last guest, would have been happy because we integrate classical music pieces for retention. We find out that their math scores go up whenever their cognitive retention skills are increased through classical music. So we do that, and that's behind the scenes for a lot of schools on the Northwest side. But over the last year and a half, and we're really expanding it, this year is our creative therapy program, where we're doing therapeutic either visual art, arts and crafts, music therapy sessions at the VA hospital for our local veterans. And not only that, but we're doing it for elderly communities. We're doing it at the Veterans State Hospital. So we're having all these opportunities for musicians and artists to show their work and to help out the less fortunate and the people that are injured in the hospitals.
Well, let's talk about that for the VA thing for a second, because that's groundbreaking work that's being done here in Tucson at the Tucson VA with art therapy.
We're using it as a litmus. We really want to be able to do that for every hospital in the community. The Oro Valley Hospital, we are going to start that program in just a little bit. They were really happy with the work we've done so far in the presentation.
Well, what kind of outcomes are you seeing?
It's, we're not really doing a case study on outcome because the turnover ratio at the VA hospital is so vast. There are only people in there for maybe a week or two. It's not a long-term care facility, so you really don't know what effect. What we're trying to do is just bring a little light into their lives while they're there. Like, for instance, we did a project with Basis where they did a program with the blind rehab patients. Now, if you're just newly blind and 50, you're not going to learn Braille. The brain just isn't going to pick up that. So the kids are going to go in there and they're going to read to the patients. But not only that, what they get back from it is they're trying to get the stories out of these veterans, what they've went through, what they've accomplished in their lives, what they've seen, and they're going to put together a little booklet or case
histories.
Study. Yeah, and so they want to preserve their stories, so they're getting something back from that too.
That's fabulous.
So if it works, it works in all different hospitals, because it's actually working at the Arizona State Hospital, two Veterans Hospital, because that is a long-term care facility. Once you're in, you're there until the last breath, basically. So there is some chances to do studies there too. But we're basically just doing music programs in that school in the hospital right now.
That's amazing. Well, I want to change gears here for a second, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about something that is a huge bone of contention for Fred.
Yeah, tequila.
And yes, and you're
in a good way or a bad way.
Well, okay. This is
well. Wait a minute. Before let me set it up though. All right. In October, on the 18th, you're having your World Margarita Challenge.
Correct, at Plaza Colonial, which is the big dome across from La Encantada,
right.
Skyline,
so
and
not
Campbell.
Just movies in the park, but tequila at mm-hmm. the plaza.
Right.
And you had a salsa and tequila challenge
just recently, yeah,
this
a couple
month.
Weeks ago.
That event was huge. We're still sore from it. I mean, I mean, it's like trying to squeeze Pavarotti into a wetsuit. We got 2,000 people into a venue to hold 600.
Wow, that's awesome. So, I thought you were talking about maybe how you felt gastrically after the event.
That too. We were able to power a small city.
There you go. So, Fred, your big issue since you had this event last year,
mm-hmm.
and you have it now,
and I had the same issue.
And what is your issue, Fred? Let Jonas know.
Well, I try to maintain a purist mentality when it comes to tequila.
Nothing else, just tequila.
Just tequila. There are like two things in my life that I really care about: my boys and tequila. So
I'm not on that list. What?
You're lower on the list.
Clearly.
But see, I
so you don't touch the Fry's brand tequila, is what you're saying?
Well, not only that. Not only that, Jonas.
Your tastes are a little elevated.
But it hurts me. It cripples my soul when I see premium tequilas mixed.
Oh, I hear you.
In any way, shape, or form.
Well,
because I just love, I mean, a nice, when I go to a bar or, to a restaurant or something, I order tequila. They're like, do you want that chilled? I said, no. This is the progression I want. Bottle, glass, me. That's it. I mean, tequila is it's ambrosia.
So now
you've
got to
have a taste. See, I'm probably off the Christmas card list after I say this, but I to me, tequila is spiked castor oil. I just can't do it. I have to have it mixed with something.
And
so,
I think you're like the vast majority of people out there.
Yeah.
Is it takes a very special palate.
Or none at all.
Or none at all.
Slide right down the coal chute.
All right, so I'm leaving now. You can finish the show by yourselves.
Hey, it's the Jonas and Jeff Show. So, but getting all serious again.
No, but I got to tell you, I mean, I know people love those events, and margaritas are wonderful, and these chefs craft such wonderful items. It's spectacular.
Well, let me tell you, to make you feel a little bit better, the salsa and tequila challenge we had, turning the clock back a few weeks ago, margaritas are not allowed. It is, tequila sunrise, you name it, whatever the drink is. So that might be a little bit better for you to soothe your inner being,
mm-hmm. There you go, Fred.
But yeah, the margarita challenge is going to be huge. We're going to have probably about maybe 40, 45 different restaurants there, and there will be food pairings and whatnot. So it's a good event. It's a good social event. Gabriel Ayala is going to be playing, so he's world renowned.
And even though I don't imbibe, that kind of stuff, I appreciate the artistry that goes into making
right.
these kind of drinks, because there is an art to it, and these things are really nice.
Yeah.
So you've got that coming up mm-hmm. in October. You've also got a big car show on October 4th. You guys, next to the Rotary Club of Tucson and the Cops and Rodders, you guys have quite a great car show.
We put on two a year, one in February and then one either end of September, early October. Depends on when U of A football falls, because
right.
we don't want to put the
Nobody
event on that
on
day.
That,
yeah,
those days.
But we get up to 200 cars. We average literally about 5,000 people to pass through the gates for the six-hour event. Lots of food trucks, lots of great food, lots of great kids' activities, exhibitors there, vendors, and there'll be three different bands playing oldies music. So what we try to do is the one in October, we try to make it an oldies-themed, and then the one in September and in February coming up, it's more of a barbecue and blues sort of theme. So, you know, awesome. It's something for everybody.
And then you've got the Jazz Legends at Tucson Country Club.
Every year, I mean, it gets better. Legends such as Dennis Mackerel, who'll be leading, he's the last guy that Count Basie hired for his band before he died. Wow. So Dennis Mackerel's the drummer. He'll be the host of the event. We've got like Wyclef Gordon, big names in jazz. They've never played together as six members. They maybe have played somewhere together, maybe a duo or something like that, but never all six of them have got together. And it's really magic to realize that, you know, bands practice forever to get the sound right on stage or an album. These cats just get up there and say, all right, we're going to play this piece, we're going to play that piece, and it just is magic and it works.
That's awesome.
I mean, but that's just the magic of live performance.
It is. It is.
Now, one of the cool things about your events is obviously there are some ticketed events.
Right.
But a lot of these things are free and open to the public.
They are, because everything we do is a partnership with whatever venue we pick, and so it allows the cost to be down, and we offer these free events for people, free opportunities, too, for artists, too. So that's our main goal. Like I said, we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3, and we try to give back in that way.
Well, let's talk about that, because you've got the Marana Concert Series, Concerts in the Park, that are the first Saturdays of each month.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Oro Valley Musical Magic for Kids, first Saturdays of the month. What's the Oro Valley Musical Magic for Kids? Tell us about that.
It is in the chamber building, the council chambers of the Oro Valley Town Hall. And once a month, we will bring in performances geared toward anywhere from 2 to 10-year-old kids. We get about maybe 100, 150 at each event. We've had Tucson Dance Academy there. We've had Laszlo several years back. We've had Civic Orchestra of Tucson and also Tucson Symphony Orchestra, too. They get in, they bring their instruments, they have a little presentation, lasts about an hour. It's a contrived sort of program for the kids geared toward that level. And a lot of the time, sometimes, you know, the Civic Orchestra of Tucson will actually let the kids touch the instruments and hands-on with them. And so it invites them to be a bigger role in music and bring music into their lives in a way that they probably wouldn't be exposed to.
That's wonderful. And then, of course, the Oro Valley Concert Series.
Right. That has been going strong for the last several years, and it's the second Thursday of every month right in front of the Century Theater at the Oro Valley Marketplace, and it's very diverse. We'll do anything from blues to jazz to classical, you name it, to rockabilly. We put the music there, and the people come out for it. I mean, it's almost to the point where they spill out onto the road just to watch the show.
Wow,
and it's
great.
All free. Just come on up. We have a lot of retirement communities that bring the buses of the folks in there, and they're there with their little lunch, and they're sitting there eating, watching show.
And the Oro Valley Steampunk Concerts?
Those are going to begin in October, and it's basically a Western sort of theme, because it goes in conjunction with the farmer's market that's held at the Steampunk Village.
Oh, so it's going to be country and Western type music?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Like the Good Old Boys?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, at a farmer's market?
At a farmer's market.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So who, do you have any idea who's going to start, who's going to kick that off?
I know Gabriel Ayala is one of them. I know Greg Morton is another one. I just booked it, believe it or not, just a few moments ago, so now they're fresh on my mind. We've got Reno Del Mar. We've got, now the brain's going to blank. But I got you three.
That's pretty darn good. Now, but not all three are playing the same day.
Bill Gans.
Oh, of course. You can't have country or Western without Bill Gans here.
No, the single performance and every once a month.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And now, who pays for all this?
Well, for this instance, the town of Oro Valley, it's you know, money going toward their programs for that. But, I mean, most of everything we get is through either donor support, through individual membership, or we get money from the venue that we have the event at to facilitate. Because their goal is, hey, we're going to bring a lot of people to this event. We're going to pay you to bring those people in and obviously, you know, trickle down more business to the places that are there.
That's so awesome. And, of course, Cox Communication is a huge sponsor.
Absolutely.
For you guys. They're the big host of the movies in the park.
Yeah, we did six this year. We're looking to do more next year, but we'll definitely do them next year. And Reed Park's the perfect venue because, you know, we've tried other places, but I think consistency is what brings the audience time after time. You can't have the traveling road show go all over the place. One place, Reed Park, and get her done.
And I mean, really between...
And these are like first-run movies. And, you know, these are not like, you know...
Well, Jonas was telling me during the break that he has to have a special code.
Yeah, Mr. Peabody and Sherman is...
Not even on DVD.
It's not on DVD. They gave me
That's
a special
right.
copy. So I've got it with a watermark and everything. So if I sell it, you know, NSA is going to come after me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for what you guys are doing. It's phenomenal community stuff. And we really are thankful for what you guys do.
We try to do more. And if you got any ideas for other events, let us know.
Awesome. Thanks. And if folks want more information, they should go to...
The website is saaca.org.
All right. Jonas, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. Hey, folks, listen, we got lots of stuff coming up in the next couple months. We are going to have the whole month of kindness where our friends at Ben's Bells and Charles Raison from the University of Arizona are going to do a four-part Fred and Jeff show. We're probably going to kick that off in the month of October. We've got all kinds of great guests coming on, but
we're
again,
we're actually taking the show on the road. We'll be down in Bisbee.
Yep, we'll be going down
about all the stuff going on in Southern Arizona.
That's right. We just talked about Oro Valley. Now we're going to go down to Bisbee and goof around down there on the stock exchange for a night or two, maybe. But the point I want to make is not only that we got a lot of great stuff coming onto the show, but if you know anybody out there that's making Tucson a great place to live, send us the information, because we'd love to interview them. We'd love to talk to them, and just send it to Fred at fredandjeff.com.
Or if you're involved in a nonprofit, you want something promoted, some community event at your church, we're happy to do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And if you've got an event coming, don't forget our friends at Tucson Happenings Magazine. They'll print it for you no charge, because we're truly trying to get everybody to use that as one of the great places to go to find out all the fun family stuff happening here in the Old Pueblo. So, Fred, anything else before we sign off for the week?
No, we want to thank our listeners.
Yeah, thanks, folks.
Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad.
And it's funny, we are getting fan mail, so that cracks us up, and it's great. we do appreciate that.
That's right. All right, folks. Go out there, get out there, meet your neighbors, get out there and, you know, find some things that you have in common, because Tucson is a great place to live, and the reason it's a great place to live is because of all you guys out there. Take care, and we'll see you again next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by our friends at Tucson Appliance, Unicom Graphics, and Architecture Design Group.